Okay, please explain the phenomena of UFOs. Does scriptures say anything about UFOs? Yeah. So, UFOs are unidentified flying objects. These are something which is often talked about in science fiction. And it is also, many UFO sightings are reported at different times. And most of them are considered non-credible. But some have stood the test of significant amount of investigation. Now firstly, it is to be clearly understood that the human mind has a very fanciful imagination. And many people use the idea of UFOs to garner attention for themselves. And such people have often spoiled the whole field of UFO studies. But having said that, there are several reliable observations also. So, now, as far as UFOs are concerned, it is that because they are so uncertain where they come from, how they move, where they go, often there is a whole area of mystery surrounding it. That's why many of these reports get covered up, either by security agencies or whoever, because it creates a whole pall of uncertainty over people. From the Vedic perspective, we understand this universe is filled with living beings at different levels. And different living beings can come at different times to the earth. So what we call as unidentified flying objects, what we call as, they're basically people from other lokas who might just come here. So there is a devotee scientist, Dr. Richard L. Thompson. He had his PhD from Cornell University. Sadaput Prabhu has written a book called Alien Identities. And in that book, Alien Identities, he explains the correlation between many of the descriptions of UFO sightings. Now, UFO sightings are also of different levels. And some of them come in the tabloid media, the newspapers. Some newspapers are known for cheap sensationalist headlines. So we are not talking about that kind of stuff. There are a significant number of UFO sightings that are described in scientific journals. Sadaput Prabhu, he took that kind of sightings. And then he showed, say for example, in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a description of Shalya and how he attacked Dwarka. And he had got, by the blessings of Lord Shiva, a celestial flying object, it was like a spacecraft. And that spacecraft could appear, disappear, move rapidly. And with that, he was attacking Dwarka. So, Richard L. Thompson has correlated the descriptions of the spacecraft in the alien sightings, in the UFOs, UFO descriptions, in published UFO descriptions, in published in scientific journals, and the Bhagavatam. So, there are remarkable correlations between the two. So, as long as we think that life exists only on the earth, then UFOs are something which are to be just dismissed as not explainable. But when we understand that there is life on other planets, and those beings on other planets often have technology which is equivalent to, if not better than what we have, then they can visit the earth, and sometimes when they visit the earth, they may come in certain device, certain spacecraft, certain devices, which may sometimes be visible to us. So there is no need to get unduly excited about UFOs. It's not that UFO sighting is life's ultimate achievement. You know, there are some people who get overly excited about that. There are others who become overly dismissive about that. So both these extremes can be avoided. And basically what we understand is there are some sightings which are made, and especially those which are being reported in mainstream journals or in respectable scientific journals, they can be seen as a fair evidence of such sightings, and there is correlation of them. So we understand that there are beings from other planets who are coming, and that's how UFO sightings take place. Thank you very much. Yeah. So.